Hi Audio Boomland, Kaz back again. February day 5. I'm halfway there now because we're on the 11th. Oh, not quite, because we're on the 11th day, aren't we? Volunteering, what makes people not want to volunteer? Or what makes people stand back? I think a number of things make people stand back, really. Or they think something's a great idea at the time. Probably peer pressure is one of them, because people will jump on a bandwagon. Somebody will propose an idea and then, you know, people will say, oh, great, you know, yeah, that sounds great. Because, and they sort of pitch in and make noises that they'll help. And then when it comes to it, we have very, when I was growing up, there was a very, you know, true phrase is all talk and no action. A lot of people will talk a good talk, but when it comes to actually doing something about it, it's a completely different story. They just don't, for not even maybe for malicious reasons. I think some people just haven't got the time, because life is such that it moves at such a frantic pace, that they don't get the time to do much in the way of volunteering for good causes, charity work, etc., etc. I am a volunteer for an organisation, and it's a listening organisation. It's where we help people with emotional problems, and they give them emotional support. And the number of gaps, you know, it's a crucial service, and we help a lot of people. And I, you know, do a lot of extra shifts because, you know, a lot of people put their names down because they really want to help people. And they, you know, they sign up to it, and it's quite a big commitment. They sign up, do the training, you know, get selected, do the training, all that. But when it comes to it, fitting in a 4-hour shift every week, for some people, it's just a bigger expectation than they realised. And I think, it's, you know, when people are working, got families, it is hard. So I think sometimes it's not that people don't want to volunteer. It's that they just, you know, the pressures of life and the biz of life, they can't always manage it. Then you've also got the idea where a lot of people will think, oh, well, someone else will do that. You know, someone else will do it. I'll stand back and I'll let other people, you know, do these things. And the problem with that is, if everyone thinks that way, then, you know, nothing gets done. It's like, you know, often when I'll see requests for cover for shifts when there's gaps and stuff, and I'll see cover requests and stuff, and you know, people always think, oh, somebody else will step up to that. But the problem is, if we all think that, then nobody steps up, do they? And nothing gets sorted. So I think apathy sometimes, the biz of life, the thought that someone else will do it, I think they're the things I would say that stop people a lot of the time from getting involved, stepping up and doing their bit for society. And it's very easy for me. I've not really got any real commitments in my life. I've got quite a lot of time free. I'm not working, so I've got time to do things like that, to do things which I consider worthwhile. And I consider that by doing these things, by volunteering and by stepping up to the mark and, you know, helping out, I feel as if I'm giving something back to society, because obviously I get my benefits, I get my money to live on and things from the government, and I'm not working full time at the moment. So I feel as if, well, by doing voluntary work and by volunteering and helping to make a difference in people's lives, I am giving something back to society. And I will always be happy to do that. And, you know, I do see it. I take it seriously, and I do see it like a job. And I do, if I can't fit in my regular shift, I will always do an extra one, or I'll do it at another time, because it's important to me. It's something I consider important. And I think a lot of people see it as important too, but I'm just lucky that I have got the time where I can do it. And I have got the time and the inclination and the desire to give back to society for what I receive. So yeah, that's my thoughts on volunteering. And I will talk to you all soon. Bye for now.